Hayem Yem Beis Nissen. Hilula shall create Kedushas Adeni Ovi Meiri Verabi. It is the yahrzeit of my father, the Rebbe Rashab. Nistalek Eil Yem Aleph Beis Nissen Shnas Tov Reish Beis Berostov V'Sham Menuchos Yekoved. He passed away Motze Shabbos, the night of Sunday, Beis Nissen, in the year Tov Reish Pei, 1920, in the city of Rostov, and that's where his resting place is till today. Now, in short, the passing of the Rebbe Rashab is described in detail by Rebbe Rifkin and Sefer Ashkafte the Rebbe. He writes that about 10 days before Beis Nissen, the Rebbe Rashab started feeling ill, unusually weak. There were a bunch of doctors working and trying to diagnose and see how to treat the Rebbe. And this went on for about 10 days until Shabbos, when they realized over Shabbos that the Rebbe's pulse was very low and almost non-existent. And they realized that the situation was very serious. Motze Shabbos, about 10 o'clock, the Rebbe Rashab opened his eyes and he looked at his son, the Friedrich Rebbe, who didn't leave his bed for 1 minute. And finally, the Rebbe Rashab told the Friedrich Rebbe, "I am going up to heaven, and the Ksovim, the writings, the Chassidus, I am leaving for you. Please move me to the big room, to the Zal, and we'll be together." The Friedrich Rebbe understood what the Rebbe is saying, and the Rebbe Rashab looked at him and said, "Don't get excited. Take control. Moichen. Let the intellect take charge." Finally, they moved the Rebbe Rashab over to the other room, to the big room, and Rebbe Zinstein Nesora gave him a cup of coffee, and then they realized that the Rebbe Rashab was saying Havdalah. And this was a frightening thought, because historically we know that the Alter Rebbe also made Havdalah on coffee a few hours before he passed away, also on Motze Shabbos. About 2 o'clock, the Rebbe Rashab raised his hands, and the Friedrich Rebbe realized that his father wants to bench him. So he lowered his head and he benched him, and then he also benched his three granddaughters, daughters of the Friedrich Rebbe. About 4 o'clock came the last moments, and the Friedrich Rebbe noticed the Rebbe Rashab closed his eyes and the breathing became very heavy, and the Friedrich Rebbe was crying out, "Tate, Tate." The Rebbe Rashab opened his eyes once and two tears rolled off his eyes. He straightened out his body, closed his eyes, and then was the histalkus. This is, in short, the description of the histalkus of the Rebbe Rashab by Rebbe Rifkin and the Sefer Ashkafte the Rebbe. Maimer Orishin Asher Omri Barabi Machri Histalkus Oviv Vayim Asheni Dechagasuk Estofreiz Mem Gimel Umaschil Keser Yitnu Lecho. The first Maimer the Rebbe Rashab said publicly after the Rebbe Marash passed away was on the second day Sukkos Tofreiz Mem Gimel 1882, and it starts with the Posek Keser Yitnu Lecho Chulu, which is from the Kedusha of Musaf. The Rebbe Marash passed away Yud Gimel Tishrei, and this was 3 days later when the Rebbe Rashab said the first Maimer. Now, officially, the Rebbe Rashab did not accept the Nesias for 11 years. He didn't take his father's place until 11 years later, in Tov Reish Nun Dalet, in 1893. But Maimorim, he said, from the third day after the Histalkus. This is from the Rishima of the Friedrich Rebbe, how he describes that the Histalkus of the Rebbe Marash made a strong impression on the Rebbe Rashab, and he was very secluded for a long time. But the Maimer, he said, on the third day after the Histalkus. Maimer Barabim Ha'achrein B'Yesir B'Almodein B'Sudas Purim Tov Reish Pei U'Maschil Reishis Goyim Amole Gamer Keitz Som Lacheshech. The last Maimer that Rebbe Rashab said publicly while he was in this world was during the Suda of Purim 1920, and it starts with the posik that the head of all the Goyim is Amalek, and the Eibishter set an end to darkness. Now, the content of this Maimer talks about the dissipation and the end of darkness, the end of Klippe. The emphasis here, that was the last Maimer he said publicly, because he still said another Maimer, not in public. Now, about the story about this Maimer. So there's also in the Sefer Ashkafte the Rebbe of Rebbe Rifkin, it's also recorded in Tera Sholem, the full description of what happened on that Purim. At that time, there was a curfew. You weren't allowed to gather together at night, more than three people, and that also up to a certain hour. Definitely not a big gathering. You weren't allowed to drink, and you were not allowed to handle money. And here it's Purim. There is a big fabrenge, there is a big crowd, and they're drinking mashke, and the Rebbe had a collection for Kupas Rabbeinu, where he collected on Purim, and there was a big plate of money on the table. And the police came for an inspection, and they see what's going on. When they told the Rebbe Rashab that the police came, they said, yeah, of course, they oppose godliness, so they come and they're trying to make a confusion. The police came, and they looked at the crowd, and they were like, what's going on? What's wrong with you? It's past curfew. But they wouldn't dare go in and disturb. When the Friedrich Rebbe saw that the police are standing by the door and they see what's going on, so his first instinct was to take the mashke off the table and the money. At least that. This was a very severe crime. Rebbe Rashab told them, leave everything. I am not impressed by them. I'm not intimidated by them. The situation as it is now, in the state I find myself now, I am not impressed. Other times, perhaps, I would be intimidated, but now I'm not intimidated. Kedusha, holiness, stays steady, and I am not afraid of them at all. And he turned to the Friedrich Rebbe, and he called him by his name, and he says, we will be okay. I don't mean we'll be okay in secret. We will be okay with our entire expansiveness, because Klippe, compared to Kedusha, is nothing. They are null and void. Then they told the Rebbe Rashab that the police want to come and inspect his office. He said, there, if they walk into the office, they will become null and void. The police came to the door of the office, just looked, but they wouldn't dare walk in. And he turned to the Chassidim, and the Rebbe tells the Chassidim, don't look at them. Look here, look at me. Don't worry, don't care what's going on. And then he said, we're going to say another Chassidus, we'll say another Maimer, and they will become null and void completely. And he started saying the Maimer Eishes Goyim Amolek, which explains how Klippe, in essence, is an existence of nothingness. They are not a real existence. And during the Maimer, he kept turning to the Chassidim, he interrupted in the middle of the Maimer and says, pay attention, don't look at them and don't be intimidated by them. Finally, the police were standing there. They were lost. They were confused. They didn't know what to do. Till finally, they turned to the Chassidim and they asked them to show them a few passports. This is how they used to make their inspections and check everybody's passport. So there were three people who had kosher passports. No one else had a kosher passport. So they gave them the kosher passports. They looked at them and they left. And everybody was shocked and surprised how this went by so smoothly. Another thing that the Rebbe Rashab turned to the Chassidim, he noticed somebody was not focusing. He said, by you only want to hear news. When you hear something repeated, you lose your attention. You don't pay attention. We used to hear, even if it was old, we heard it again as if it was new. You need only new things. Pay attention, pay attention. And this was the last Maimer Eishes Goyim Amolek that the Rebbe Rashab says in public, and the Friedrich Rebbe points out this fact. I will now add, Bachsidim, there's a very interesting point. The Rambam mentions the three mitzvahs that the Yidden have when they come into Eretz Yisrael, which is to appoint a king and to eradicate Amalek and to build a Beis HaMikdash. So it's interesting that the first Maimer, the Rebbe Rashab said, was Keser Yitnu Lecho, which talks about Malchus, which talks about kingdom. And the last Maimer, which is also the first Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, was Reishis Goyim Amalek, eradicating Amalek. And the last Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, which is also the first Maimer of the Rebbe, is Bosi Legani Achesikalo, of building a Beis HaMikdash for the Eibishter, Bimheira V'Yomeinu Omein.